Both of you do strength?
Yep.
All right, plus one. An official from this country was called the best foreign minister in the world by Foreign Policy in 2009, a year after he nearly took the Doha round by comparing U.S. and EU negotiators to Joseph Goebbels. A corporation in this country lost 25% of its stock value after a 2019 dam failure buried a town in a horrifying...
Brazil?
15.
Yeah. Do you want us to shut that?
Bonus. Description acceptable. The faces of many figures in this set are hidden within heavy bunched up drapery. For 10 points each, name the set that once contained 82 alabaster sculptures about a foot and a half tall. Most of the figures depicted in this set are Carthusian monks.
Some sort of chest?
I think they're going to be Pleurises.
Answer?
Pleurons.
Good.
Most of the Dijon mourners were made by this Burgundian sculptor who also created the Well of Moses.
Sluder's
tradition of Gothic sculpture was pioneered by the naturalistic sculptures in this cathedral's south transept portal. This cathedral near Paris suffered a devastating fire in 1194, but its 13th century stained glass is intact,
yes,
alongside its many flying buttresses and asymmetrical spires.
Yes, sharpness.
30 on the bonus. Plus up 2. This functionality can be synthesized through rhodium catalyzed CH insertion of a diazoamide carbene, a strategy pioneered by Doyle. The first method to produce compounds with this functionality used a DCC coupling in basic conditions and dioxane solvent between an alpha amino carboxylic acid and a nitrogen and sulfur containing saturated ring. That synthesis was completed by Sheehan in 1957. This functionality is biosynthesized by NRPS from L amino adipic acid, L cysteine, and D valine with a final IPNS catalyzed condensation step. A strategy for producing this moiety performs a 2+2 cycloaddition between a ketene and an imine, and is named for Staudinger. Compounds with this moiety form.
It's a beta lactam.
10.
Nice.
A rudimentary form of this process can rely on 1-bit or 2-bit saturating counters based on past code pads. For 10 points each, name this technique that's combined with speculative execution to make code with conditionals run more efficiently. When incorrect, this technique can cause the processor to waste tens of clock cycles. It's a branch prediction. Prediction is one of the most widely implemented optimizations in this technique, which breaks up the execution of instructions into multiple stages so they can be performed in parallel.
Like pipelining, or what's going on?
Yes,
Answer?
Parallel problems.
It's pipelining.
Okay.
Rudimentary branch prediction can be improved by using one of these predictors, which take the results of a local predictor and a global predictor and choose one based on past performance.
Yeah. Alright, we threw away our two gettable parts.
Yeah.
Answer?
It's tournament predictor. Nothing on the bonus.
Okay.
Class of 3. This musician has been the subject of a series of biopics by Christopher Newpin and was prominently featured in Newpin's landmark concert film, The Trout. This musician plays infamously flat on much of a 1971 recording of the Franck and Chopin sonatas. After trying to study with this musician, Ofer Harnoy settled for lessons with this musician's teacher, William Cleith. This musician's main instrument was purchased by Lynn Harrell. The controversial memoir, A Genius...
Dupre.
15.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
This historian's work partially survives through quotations in Josephus's polemic against Appian. For 10 points, name this Egyptian priest who was commissioned to write a history of Egypt called the Egyptiaca during the Ptolemaic period. This historian divided the history of Egypt into 30 dynasties of mortal kings. Josephus quoted Manetho while arguing for the antiquity of the Jewish people, claiming that this name, translated as King Shepherd, refers to ancient Israelites. This name refers to a foreign group of Semitic invaders who introduced the horse and chariot into Egypt.
Yes.
Hyksos.
John Dillery's book, Cleo's Other Sons, compares Manetho to this contemporary Babylonian historian, a priest of Bel Marduk, who wrote the first comprehensive history of Babylon.
It's not contemporary today.
I was going to say that.
Mabonidus?
It's Ross. John Dillery was my
undergraduate
advisor.
Totally Tesla form. This thinker turned to neurophilosophy to examine the impact of near-death experiences on decision-making, a project undertaken after he abandoned an over 1,000-page project on Kant. This philosopher noted that the dot over the I ultimately broke him while contemplating an interpretation of time embodied by Jeremy Baramy. A 3-hour YouTube video features this thinker attempting to answer T.M. Scanlon's question, "What do we owe to each other?" at St. John's University in Australia.
TD?
Yeah, 15.
Oh, what the fuck is happening? Yeah. Why are you trashing this term?
Oh, I hate that so much.
A 2002 book by Randy Barton discusses the childhood of Jonathan Liebet and the website birdiebucks.com to describe this phenomenon in daily life. For 10 points each, named this phenomenon, which the book Capitalizing on Crisis defined as the growing tendency for profit-making in the economy to occur by providing capital for future interest or dividends, rather than through production.
Financialization.
Yes.
Financialization.
Capitalizing on Crisis is a 2011 book by this economic sociologist at the University of Michigan.
Wow, it's all in here. Klein.
Krippner. Answer.
Krippner. Krippner is a critic of this thinker's focus on the embeddedness of economic activity in non-economic institutions, an idea developed in his book, The Great Transformation.
Yeah.
That's 20 on the bonus. Toss of 5. An author with this last name responded to The Birth of a Nation by writing the anti-lynching play, Rachel. In Lift Up Thy Voice, Mark Perry describes how two free individuals with this surname, Francis and Archibald, were claimed as slaves by their half-brother, Montague, before becoming leading members of the early NAACP. The journals of Charlotte Fortin, who married into a family with this name, are an important primary source of antebellum life. Your bonus. A complex in this city houses a building named for its dome, which has been stripped down to exposed metal ribs. For 10 points each, name the city that's home to a park featuring a perpetually lit flame, a set of three bells, and a saddle-shaped monument in front of a reflecting pool. Hiroshima. The Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park was designed by this artist who influenced, by this architect who influenced the metabolists and designed St. Mary's Cathedral in Tokyo.
I can't get these guys straight.
Kenzo Tange.
Yeah.
Kenzo Tange called this Shinto shrine the prototype of Japanese architecture after being asked to design its 59th iteration. This shrine to Amaterasu is torn down and rebuilt every 20 years.
Issei.
20 on the bonus. Toss up 6. A performer in one of this group's musical traditions provided the vocals for the song Passion on Peter Gabriel's soundtrack, The Last Temptation of Christ. A musical tradition among some members of this group often features the audience showering money on the performers in a practice called bell, and features a group of vocalists called a party. A devotional practice among this group involves clothing like the white frock tonor and the long-sleeved destrigal, as well as a tall, somewhat pill-shaped cap called a sicca. Many of
these like dervishes. No. Sufi.
Yeah, I'll prompt to.
On Sufi. Oh.
I'll prompt on dervishes.
On whirling dervishes?
Prompt.
Whirling dervishes in Turkey?
I don't think I can take that. That's nice.
The first thing he said after dervishes was Sufis.
You did.
Is what we're going to say.
I did say Sufis.
I don't think
so. It's
And also I think dervishes should be acceptable. But
I think he was confused because he thought you
said
I apologize that I delayed on the prompt for that. Yeah.
Okay.
I should clarify the prompt on dervishes.
Okay, so it was the answer line to this Sufis?
It is.
Because
he said that.
That is the first thing he said.
That's fine. Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that 10 or 15?
That's 10.
Okay.
A gay man struggles to remain uninvolved in this conflict in the novel The Stone of Laughter. For 10 points each, name this conflict which corrupts the friendship of two young men in the novel De Niro's Game and hardens the title veteran of the novel Diablo. The novel Cool Age juxtaposes it with San Francisco during the AIDS crisis.
It's the Lebanese Civil War.
Is it?
Lebanese Civil War.
Cool Age was written by this contemporary Lebanese American author of the Hakawadi. He wrote about a 72-year-old divorcee named Aliyah who translates books like Anna Karenina into Arabic solely for pleasure in his novel. Another Lebanese author, Elias Khoury, depicted the struggle of people with this ethnicity in his novel Gate of the Sun.
Yeah.
Mahmoud Darwish is often called
this.
Toss of 7. In one of this author's poems, a couple dancing to a country and western band leads the speaker to reminisce, America, your stupidity, I could almost love you again. This author spent 40 years working on a book-length poem which repeats the italicized phrase, walking on walking, and is named for a Chinese scroll painting. A book by this author of I Went Into the Maverick Bar and Mountains and Rivers Without End ends with a manifesto of four changes, and includes a poem pledging allegiance to the soil of the title ecosystem with joyful interpenetration for all. A character based on this author prophesies a coming rucksack revolution and climbs the Matterhorn along with Ray Smith. This author spent years living in Japan studying Zen Buddhism.
Snyder.
Ten. Okay. Yeah. Super bonus. Despite his paralysis, this man is able to communicate by blinking his eyes to indicate yes or no, as Valentine, his granddaughter, spells out words using a dictionary for 10 points each. Name this man who protects Valentine from her stepmother's poison by building up her tolerance to brucine. A Bonaparte's letter intended for this man leads his son, Gerard, to send an innocent man to the Chateau d'If.
Yeah.
Is the count of Monster for this name?
Morcerf.
It's on Noitier.
Yeah, I think
those Gerard Day before unjustly imprisons this Alexandre Dumas character who enacts bloody revenge after becoming the Count of Monte Cristo. At the end of the Count of Monte Cristo, Dantes reunites Public Valentine with her lover Maximilian and leaves them a letter telling them that all human wisdom is contained in these two verbs. They are also the final words of the novel.
Love and learn.
Eat, love,
and live and
love. Answer, live and love.
To wait and hope.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Plus 8. A system based on this position is subject to a statement of negative translation known as Glavenko's theorem. A book on the elements of this position includes a section considering the deduction theorem and the cut elimination theorem of Gerhard Gensen, and was written by Michael Dummett. According to this position, the fan theorem is proved using the bar induction technique developed by the philosopher who pioneered this approach. As part of the BHK interpretation, this position argues that the solvability of all mathematical problems is required for the law of the excluded middle to be valid. A middle ground between Platonism and the formalism of David Hilbert, this constructivist position was first articulated by L.E.J. Brouwer. For 10 points, name this position in the philosophy of mathematics that holds that math is a creation of the mind.
Mental mathematics.
Sorry.
Mathematical realism.
Intuitionism.
Intuitionism. That's the opposite.
Yeah. Shit. Sorry.
Plus of men.
I would have.
The HLA-DQB.
Okay.
The HLA-DQB1 star 6 colon 2 allele increases the risk for this disease by a factor of about 2. This condition is characterized by the loss of a population of neurons that are part of a negative feedback loop with melanin-concentrating hormone neurons and GAD65 neurons. That loop is present in the dorsolateral hypothalamus and projects strongly to the locus coeruleus. It's not alcoholism, but the date rape drug, GHB, is used as a treatment for this condition. Neurons that are under autoimmune attack in this condition signal via the neuropeptide orexin. One of the diagnostic criteria for this disease is a REM sleep latency of less than 20 minutes, and patients often have sleep latencies measured in seconds. Cataplexy is its most famous symptom, where patients transiently lose muscle tone and immediately and consciously collapse following a strong emotion. For 10 points, name this disorder, where patients have overwhelming daytime drowsiness and sudden attacks.
Narcolepsy.
This law can be used to determine the crystal lattice constant based on the angle of X-ray diffraction peaks. For 10 points each, name this law that gives the condition for constructive interference and X-rays scattering off a crystal lattice. These devices, which consist of a piezoelectric transducer producing traveling wave through a transparent material, are called Bragg cells. Light that hits them undergoes Bragg scattering off sound waves in crystal.
These are waves?
So a device with a piezoelectric thing in them.
A crystal optical modulator. Piezoelectric materials obey the so-called coupled equations, one of which states that the D field is equal to a piezoelectric 3 tensor multiplied by this object. The conservation of angular momentum is equivalent to stating that one of these objects is symmetric.
Some sort of orbit or something.
Orbit.
For stress tensor.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
10 in the books. And plus some 10 less before the half. An archaeobotanical study at this country's site of Jamrua Sea led Katerina Newman to posit that the shift of the ITCZ around 400 CE caused the decline of an ancient culture located here. While excavating an archaeological site in this country, William B. Fagg identified a distinctive kind of shallow, flat-bottomed dish with a deeply scored interior that was dubbed a pottery grater. Bernard Fagg was inspired to investigate a culture in this country after seeing a terracotta head that was being used as a scarecrow. A polity based in this modern-day country was supposedly founded by a hero from Baghdad who killed a servant living in the Kusugu well in Dara. That man was named Bayajida. Geomagnetic surveys at this country site of Toruga revealed furnaces used as long as 2,500 years ago for iron smelting. For 10 points, name this African country, home to the Nok culture on the Benue Plateau and the Hausa...
Nigeria.
Your bonus. Clarence Darrow spent just a few months on a review board of this agency, but published 3 reports condemning it for fostering cartels. For 10 points each, name this organization symbolized by a blue eagle and created by a similarly named act that was declared unconstitutional in the Schechter case. This man was the first director of the NRA and Times Man of the Year in 1933. He called for a blanket code including a minimum wage, maximum work week, and abolition of child labor, but was fired in 1934 after handing out leaflets praising Mussolini's corporate state. Johnson had earlier joined Henry C. Wallace to support this proposed 1920s bill. This act would have artificially raised prices on farm goods, creating the first farm price supports in U.S. history, but it was vetoed twice by Calvin Coolidge in favor of the Hoover Plan.
So I have 65 over here, 215 over here.
Good to keep up? House of 11. In John Skelton's The Garland of Laurel, Dame Pallas defends Skelton's poetry to a queen personifying this concept. In another poem, a woman personifying this concept bears the names and arms of Alexander and Hercules on her shoulders. That woman named for this concept orders Aeolus to blow trumpets called Clair Loud and Sclander to spread her decisions to the world. After the speaker of Lycidas calls this concept the spur that the clear spirit doth raise to scorn delights and live laborious days, Phoebus complies that it only comes from the judgment of heaven. A 14th century poem named for this concept begins with the narrator's dream vision of a glass temple.
So what is that called? The black knight thing. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting.
Dream vision of a glass temple when he reads a tablet telling the story of the Aeneid. In that poem, a building representing this concept is held up by columns which support figures like Lucan and Ovid. For 10 points, name this type of poetic immortality personified in a Geoffrey Chaucer poem about its house.
Fame.
10. Bonus. This play's main character forces his former friend Wesley to perform a Morris dance in exchange for cocaine. For 10 points each, name this 2009 play by Jez Butterworth about a caravan of misfits led by the aging Johnny Rooster Byron, who is being threatened with dispossession by the Kennet and Avon Council. Jerusalem. Jerusalem is named for a poem by this author, which begins, "And did those feet in ancient time walk about?" The second stanza of Blake's Jerusalem asks, "And was Jerusalem builded here among these places?" Critics have usually interpreted these places as references to the factories of the Industrial Revolution.
Dark Satanic Mills.
Good enough. 20 plus. Class of 12. A holder of this non-Russian position came to power after publishing the article Who Was to Blame and launched an ambitious canal project that led to national bankruptcy after the mismanagement of István Tor. That man alternated holding this office with a rival who was later stabbed by a vagrant enraged at his ordinance closing down gambling houses. Military leaders opposed to another holder of this office were executed in the trial of the six. That man had his efforts to maintain neutrality thwarted in the Nomvriana or November events, which created the national schism during World War I.
King of Greece?
Neck 5. During World War I, between that holder of this office and his king, the Gaudi coup brought to power the most famous holder of this position, which was converted into an autocracy in the 4th of August regime of a man who replied okay or no to Mussolini's request to station troops in his country. For 10 points, named this position held by Yiannis Metaxas and Eleftheros Venizelos.
Prime Minister of Greece.
Yeah, 10.
It's okay. 100% sure they know the president.
Bonus. The Hungarian-born Ibrahim Mudaferica was employed by the Ottoman government to engage in this activity under Ahmad III. For 10 points each, identify this activity that André Thibet claimed was banned in the Ottoman Empire by Bayezid II, an idea popularized in modern historiography by Bernard Lewis.
Banned. Maybe like, drinking, smoking.
Piracy.
Printing.
Oh.
A 1588 firman issued by Murad III allowing the sale of printed books survives in an Arabic copy of Euclid's Elements, published by this merchant family's Oriental Press. This Florentine family's Tolfa alum mines competed at Ottoman monopoly.
Alpine, that's a press.
Well, that's Aldus Manutius.
Medici. Ottoman antipathy to the printing press may have stemmed from concerns that it would undermine this sort of system, whose examples included the Iltizam and Malakane. Under this kind of system, which was essential to Ottoman financial administration, a key government function would be auctioned to the highest bidder.
Tax
farming.
Yes.
That's correct.
$10. Toss up 13. A model of particle diffusion between two containers that obeys the H theorem is named for this man. A general case of this man's identity can be derived by taking the time derivative of the bracket psi a hat psi and showing that this term is the sum of an expectation of a commutator and the expectation of a time derivative. The Hellman-Feynman theorem is a special case of that identity. This man co-names a theorem with Richard Tolman that states that temperature varies with space-time curvature. This scientist housed both Einstein and Bohr while they debated quantum mechanics in Leiden. This man first articulated that systems where the heat capacity is discontinuous observe a second-order phase transition, and is classically...
Yeah, it is just Aaron Fest.
10. Your bonus. Answer the following about JCV1-SYN3, a synthetic genome with 531 kbp, for 10 points each. As a minimal genome, all 473 genes in JC4-SYN3.0 are essential, despite 126 of said genes having unknown function. This term is used to describe a pair of genes where neither is essential, but deletion of both causes death.
What even organs is this?
A little more tangled.
we'll say...
Answer, please. It's time. It's synthetic lethal. JC4-SYN3 was developed in the lab of J. Craig Venter, who used shotgun sequencing in this project. This project was completed in 2006 and cost...
Yeah, the human genome.
Human genome.
JC4-SYN3 and JC4-SYN1 are both derived from the genome of this bacterium. This sexually transmitted pathogen has the smallest known genome of any self-replicating organism.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
Let's go...
Answer? Chlamydia.
It's Mycoplasma genitalium.
Fair enough.
And
okay.
10 on the bus. Plus a 14. In 1958, Kenneth Tynan touched off the so-called London controversy by writing a brutally negative review of this author's plays. For the past 70 years, two of this author's early plays have been permanently staged by the Théâtre de la Huche in Paris. Many of this author's plays depict the irrational growth or proliferation of material things, such as...
Ionesco.
15.
Okay. Use that two-play stage
proliferation. Your bonus. Events in this city triggered the activism of Leanne Walters and were the subject of reports by Mona Hanna Atisha at the Hooley Medical Center and Virginia Tech's Mark Edwards. For 10 points, named the city, several of whose officials were indicted on it. Chouette was defeated in the 2018 Michigan gubernatorial election by Gretchen Whitmer, who had defeated this public health professional in the Democratic primary. This man would have been the first Muslim governor in the U.S.
Yeah,
Abdul El-Sayed.
No.
What is
it?
Yeah, El-Sayed. Yeah.
The resignation of John Conyers in Michigan's 13th district led to the election of this squad member, a Palestinian American who, along with Ilhan Omar, is one of the first two Muslim women ever elected. 31 points. Plus a 15. In one book, this author asserted that it was necessary to resort to mysterious means, which I believed were the divination of the whole truth, in order to reach the title place. Two cats named Marmion and Cha-Cha befriend the protagonist of one of this author's novels while she stays with her son Galahad. This author wrote about how her stomach became the mirror of the earth in a memoir that details being drugged with cardiazol after being deemed incurably insane. This author of Down Below was the subject of a 2011 novel by her friend Elena Poniatowska, whose book Lilas Kikis is illustrated by her drawings. She wrote a novel in which Marianne Leatherby eavesdrops on her family's plans to send her to a retirement home by using the title device. For 10 points, name is author of The Hearing Trumpet, an English...
Carrington?
Yeah,
shit! This was Carrington.
Someone who lived in Mexico City.
Yeah.
Your bonus. This term was first introduced in Espen Arset's book, Cybertext. For 10 points each, name this mathematical term that Arset used to describe works of literature, such as Milorad Pavic's novel, Landscape Painted with Tea, that require non-trivial effort for the reader to traverse.
I mean, that's a crossword novel. I don't know if it's
yeah, that could
be
it. Crossword
novel.
It's ergodic literature.
Yeah, okay.
This unusually structured debut novel by Mark Z. Danielewski is a touchstone of ergodic literature. In it, Johnny Truant discovers the blind Sapanoa's manuscript about a mysterious film called The Navidson Record.
House, please.
Arset devotes a chapter of Cybertext to Afternoon, a story, a pioneering example of hypertext fiction written by an American author with this last name. An ergodic novel by another author with this last name describes the relationship of a couple denoted by the initials HCE and ALP.
Here comes everyone is like Joyce, right?
Answer.
Joyce.
Joyce.
You did it.
Yeah. 20 of those.
Humphrey James.
155, 260.
Yes.
Plus of 16. A short film by this artist interrupts shots of a woman walking a tightrope with bird's eye shots of people hula hooping. And another film by this artist, the screen is mostly filled with empty sky, while the artist's head bobs up and down at the bottom of the frame. This artist created 155 sheets of stamps to commemorate soldiers killed in the Iraq War in his work, Queen and Country. This creator of Five Easy Pieces and Just Above My Head won the 1999 Turner Prize for the film Deadpan, beating out Tracy Emin's My Bed. In a 2008 film, this director included a 17-minute still shot of a priest and a prisoner sharing sharing a pack of cigarettes while debating the morality of the prisoner's actions. For 10 points, name this British director who cast Michael Fassbender as Bobby Sands in Hunger, a sex addict in Shame, and Edwin Epps.
That's
10. Your bonus. One of these hymns declares that serving the Lord is not where, not under the leafy shade, but that one must walk into the prison rooms. For 10 points each, name these Chinese language hymns that were composed by the president Liu Xiaomin. These pentatonic hymns are often used by underground Christian churches in mainland China. Canon hymns. Underground Christian churches in the People's Republic of China are denoted by this term, in contrast to government-sponsored churches like those run by the Three Self Patriotic Movement.
What's underground?
House churches. The Three Self Patriotic Movement was founded by Y.T. Room, who had earlier worked for this Christian organization, which promoted athletic activities in the early 20th century as part of muscular Christianity, and which still runs many gyms. Yeah, 10 in the bonus. Toss-up 17. Ronald Krebs argued that a notable shift in how this activity was conducted occurred not because of a negative shock, but rather because of positive confidence, in a book about narrative and the making of this. Stephen Krasner objected to a notable work examining different explanations for this activity in an essay placing its author in Wonderland. That 1971 book puts forth three potential models for this collective activity: the rational actor model, the organizational process model, and the governmental politics model, and uses each to analyze a pivotal event from the previous decade. Philip Zelikow helped rewrite a 1999 update of that book about different models for this activity, Graham Allison's Essence of Decision, after the XCOM tapes were declassified. This activity names a magazine that publishes an annual top 100 global thinkers list.
Foreign policy?
10.
Yeah. Fuck! For the sixth time this tournament.
Activity?
What would you have done with diplomacy?
Was there an answer line instruction?
During Eurovision 2016, Jamala, a singer whose Fig father is from this ethnic group, performed the song 1944, whose title references the deportation of this ethnic group from their homeland in 1944. For 10 points each, name this ethnic group, a predominantly Muslim ethnic minority in Ukraine, whose ancestors once allied with the Ottoman Empire as the Crimean Khanate.
These are the Crimean Tatars.
Mejlis serves as the executive body for this governing body of the Crimean Tatars. Yarliks would often have to be reissued after historical events of this name, many of whose traditions survive in the Nadam festival.
Is it Kurultai? Maybe? Kurultai.
In 1944, the Crimean Tatars were rounded up and forced into cattle trains to be deported at the orders of this NKVD chief, an ethnic Georgia and serial predator who directed the Soviet nuclear weapons program.
Beria.
30 on the bus.
Alright, so.
Roll.
Alright.
Do you want to switch?
Yes, we're up 120 with 3
yep,
three left.
That's
correct.
Right.
Probably not that.
I would definitely neg. Just start neg.
Toss up 18. A photographer from this country depicted two aluminum trash cans colliding in midair in a 1972 photo taken in Indian Village, New Mexico. A photographer from this country is best known for the abstract series Man and Woman and for using often surreal montages in Ordeal by Roses, which depicts a writer from this country.
Japan.
15.
Good job.
Mishima.
All right.
Who was it?
Mishima.
Oh, okay, that's what I figured.
The first sentence of this essay describes its title ideology as both action and thought, and later describes the lictor's rods as a symbol of unity, strength, and justice, for 10 points each. Named this essay, published in 1932, as part of an encyclopedia. The author of its first section on fundamental ideas had earlier written, "The theory of mind is pure act." Doctrine of Fascism. The Doctrine of Fascism was partly ghostwritten in form of Benito Mussolini by this Italian fascist philosopher, who also served as Mussolini's Minister of Public Education.
No, that would make sense.
Gentile.
Gentile's fascism was supported by his variant of this position, which stressed the act of thinking. He based his position on Hegel's absolute form of this position, another form of which was proposed by George Berkeley.
Idealism.
Plus 19. Interferometric readout from this class of devices is often done by coupling them with VCSL, SELs, or vertical cavity surface emitting lasers. The LIDAR process is part of the harm or high aspect ratio techniques for producing these devices. Those processes use UV or X-ray photosensitive materials and high energy lasers for lithography. In biology, lab on a chip devices and substrates patterned to grow tissues and isolate single cells are examples of this class of devices.
Like MEMS?
15.
It was. Micro-electromechanical
system. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. A work by this composer opens with a hotel overture and is bookended by the phrase, "It's again." For 10 points each, name is composer of the jazz opera Escalator Over the Hill, who co-led the Liberation Music Orchestra with Charlie Hayden.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Liberation.
That's cool.
I don't know.
Marcellus.
Answer.
Carla Bley. Like her husband Paul, Blay played this instrument, which is also played by Robert Glasper and Chick Corea.
Oh, piano.
Piano.
This bassist and singer was a major collaborator on Escalator Over the Hill. Between projects as a jazz bassist, this man played bass in the rock supergroup Cream.
Oh, the bassist was, it's Clapton and the other one.
Answer?
It's Clapton.
It's Jeff Bruce.
Him. not Clapton, not Ginger Baker, it's the third guy.
Class of the last. A member of this family died on a voyage along with his sort of successor, Dodmore Cotton, leaving their fates to be relayed by Thomas or Herbert. A meeting in Rome between actor Will Kempa and a member of this family led him to be alluded to as a fencer to the Sophie in Twelfth Night. The...
Sure.
15.
Oh,
yeah.
Surely, like the guys who went to Persia.
Yeah. Oh, good buzz.
Surely
you've heard
them
before.
Your bonus. The formation of an 8-complex intermediate, a radical mechanism, and an SN2 mechanism are all theories concerning the mechanism of this reaction. 10 points each. Name this fast metathesis reaction discovered by Wittig. This reaction, which allows the construction of previously inaccessible organometallic reagents for carbon-carbon bond-forming reactions, is an alternative to adding shavings to the reaction.
So, let's go with, the special synthesis of organic cuprates.
The metal halogen exchange.
Okay, whatever.
In the lateral lithiation of arenes, a Lewis basic substituent directs the lithium to this position on the arene. This term is used to describe a benzene ring where the two substituent groups are adjacent.
Ortho.
Directed ortholithiation of this heterocycle is complicated by 1-2 addition of the reagent into the ring. A chlorochromate salt of this heterocycle is used for gentle oxidation.
Pyridinium/pyridine.
Good.
20 in the bonus.
All right. Final score I have is 235 to 330.
Yeah, okay, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah.